It's Lee Davey from Calvin Air. I'm here in the courtyard of the Casino de Venetia with Chaz Chad. How's it going, Chaz?
Yeah, not bad, mate, not bad. I started the day as one of the chip leaders. The early levels haven't been too good to me, but I'm still on 8K, so I'm happy.
The reason I grabbed all of you is you're in the middle of a heater at the moment. Same to happen with people, don't they? They pick up some steam, they go deep, and then the next competition, it carries on. What exactly is going on? I mean, I know it's very difficult, but try to explain what's going on.
Well, me and Praz had a few conversations about this, and I think poker is a form game sometimes. Like last year, I had a really bad year, and I just couldn't do nothing right. And this year, I've just come in as like a fresh start, and I take every tournament as it comes. And one of them, well, like I was saying just where one of my key things is just being happy. If you lose, you lose. And yeah, it's just confidence. You're confident. Once you have a cash now, you're just looking forward to the next one. Even though I haven't done that, well, I've made two finals, fourth and sixth, but yeah.
How does being more confident translate itself into actual play? So last year you're not doing so good. So what are you doing at the table is wrong compared to what you're doing now because you're feeling confident.
To be honest, last year I was playing a bit too aggressive, and this year I've just decided, you know what, I'm just going to play my stack sizes, my big blinds, and just play ABC, to be honest. And just pick my spots and just have that table image of where people just don't want to play pots with you. But at the same time, you have to just mix it up and balance it right where you do get paid off as well when you do hit it from your hands.
Are you feeling confident and almost cocky in a way?
I wouldn't say cocky. Like I was saying, bad year. I'm just like really happy with the way I'm playing at the moment. But I just like taking my time. Like last year, I was rushing a lot of decisions as well. This year, I've just decided, you know what, take your time, think about what you're doing. And one thing I hate about if I did make mistakes, making calls on the river, and I'm wrong. So this year, I'm just like trying to cut them hands out. I've already done one this tournament. I'm already kicking myself. So, yeah.
What's the process you go through to catch those moments? Because you're not online, you can't look through a database. Yeah. I mean, what do you do?
Well, I'm an instincts player, so my thought process is always just what the players perceive of me, and then I try and use that in my game and try and take advantage of it if I can. And yeah, I'm just like, I believe I've got good life tells. I usually know where I am in hands with people. And then when you get this shallow stack later on, it's just about winning a few blips. And that's what I've been doing. Like, as long as I'm going deep, hitting the antes and hitting them blind level, like 15-3000, must means that I'm playing well. But then later stages, you just have to run good as well.
Yeah.
Well, you just can't play definitely post round unless you're deep stack.
Well, you're hitting the form at the right time. So obviously, just around the corner now, we've got the World Series. What are your plans for that?
This year, my plans are to go from the 27th of May to the 26th of June. I've got a wedding on the first week of July, so I have to miss the main event, unfortunately. But if I have a good 3 weeks, then there is a possibility of me just flying out on the Saturday and making A1Z. But yeah, just looking to do Marbella next month, taking a month off after this, doing Marbella, UKIP, Dust Till Dawn, and then Vegas.
How many events are you going to play in Vegas, you know?
I'm planning to play like 14 to 15, like maybe 10 bracelets and like 5 Venetians.
Anyone of the boys that you really think's got a good shout out there who's running into a bit of form?
Like Watts has been a bit cold over the last 6 months, but he's playing good, and we've been talking a lot of strategy. And now you need friends around you, when you're playing these tournaments. Like it's a bachelor lifestyle as well, but yeah, you need good friends around you, and just to help you out, and just like keep your chin up when you've made a mistake, or just like for motivation more than anything.
It's a little bit different to the old hit squad days, isn't it? It's like Akinhead's now working behind the bar serving pints. I don't know where Praz is anymore.
Praz gets the lot.
Yeah, do you miss the guys?
Yeah, obviously I miss the guys, but like, we're really good friends, and I always go and see him. Like I've been to James's bar like 4 or 5 times. Tuesday, Wednesday night, I'll go and see
Three beers.
Have
you gone out of business?
I wish, yeah. The beers I drink as well. Like, I'm not getting no free with that, but it's a really nice place. It's definitely recommended.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a French chef in, gourmet burgers, fresh fish. Anyone in London should pop down and go and see Mr. Akinhead.
Okay, thank you very much, Chaz. Wish you all the best.